Apologies in advance. I tried to keep this one to about 5 minutes, but I failed. But any of you guys that know me, you know I can talk a little bit. I do love to dig into the process. It's the reason I ask these young men so many questions. It's the reason I'm trying to take their feedback, because every kid is different too, right? Some of them are very similar. Some of them are vastly different. So this is for you guys, man. Like I said, I'm back from the future with some goodies for your bags. Catch you in a bit. Go. Alright, so let me try to keep this as brief as I can. Last time I left you with, you're 0-2. You just had your worst at bat of the season. I mean, you didn't see the baseball. You don't feel right in the box. Nothing feels right. You're 0-2, but here's the wonderful thing, right? Your team is in a baseball game where you are tied 3-3. Now, for me, that always played into it, right? Whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, because sometimes it's bad when you're winning 8-0 and it's the fourth inning. It's pretty easy to give an at bat away, right? Oh, I don't care if I'm out. It's not that you don't care that you're out. Your focus is just completely different. Your concern is not, I'm 0-2 per se. Because if there's a runner on second base, there's another completely different moment going on, right? That's why I love the game, where people think that it's boring, and I get it, because if you don't really know what's going on, the ebbs and flows, you're talking to someone that has played shortstop and center field and pitched, and then at the pro level played everywhere except for catcher and pitcher, right? So you're sitting here watching things develop, and again, for me, that second worst at bat of the season so far is the furthest thing from my mind, because what's present before me is 3-3, a runner on second, one out. And your mindset, again, has to be different to where you're focused on that moment. What is your approach at the plate? Mine was adjusting out to in. If I struck out later in my career, it was normally on a fastball in, and it was a pretty good pitch because a lot of guys could not pitch inside. They hit guys. They were afraid to throw in, so you end up getting fastballs right down the middle of the plate. And those get hit hard when you're dealing with someone that could barrel up a baseball, right? So I could come off of a really bad AB, and there's a second part to that, right? And then respond in my next at bat. There's a process that I always tried to have. Man, let me get to where I can go from game to game and I'm locked in. I'm focused on every pitch. I'm paying attention to when the ball is not hit to me. It comes to the point where your pre-pitch is what I'm going to do if it's hit to my backhand, if I have to come get it, if I have to charge, where are the runners at? I started thinking about my second baseman. What is he going to do if the ball hits to me? Gets hit to me, and what is he going to do if it's hit to him? Okay, then what do I do in that case? What about if it's hit to right field? There's a lot that goes into that that we're asking 9 and 10, 11, 12, 13-year-olds to do, and I spend 15 years away from the game and come back, and I'm like, why don't they know this? They're the basics of the game, and it's not that they always don't know. Sometimes their coach is upset, and they're yelling at them too, right? Kind of gives them that deer stuck in the headlights look. They're going to experience a bunch of things on a baseball field. They're going to hear their moms and dads yelling in the crowd. Sometimes it's praise. Other times it's, oh, Johnny, come on. You know what I mean? They hear that. Please believe that they do. You might not think they do, but they hear all of that stuff. But back to the lecture at hand, right? I'm 0-2. Depending on the situation, I'll be honest. Like I said, if we were winning 8-0 and it's early enough baseball game, I gave away at bats at times. I did. I'm not going to lie to you and tell you that I didn't. I gave away ABs at times. And it's not a good thing. You don't want to give any away. I'm told you, told some of you guys, young men, I am from the future in a sense for you to tell you, do not waste at bats. Because again, to close this, 0-for-2, I step into the batter's box now in a situation where I can help my team win a game when back in the fifth inning, I got laughed at by the people in the other dugout because of the pitch that I swing at, right? Just not a good AB. I can come up and win the game now. Those are the moments that I lived for in this game. The silly ones where you're out in your backyard, like a lot of us kids back when I was a kid, we didn't sit in our houses on our phones and devices and hang out with friends on Instagram, which I think is really cool, right? We went outside, and there were times where my brother and I were playing home run derby in the backyard where I was Gary Sheffield or Dave Winfield or Rod Carew, right? A right-handed Rod Carew. So I would live some of those moments. Bottom of the seventh, two outs, full count, one pitch, right? As a pitcher, you don't want to throw a fastball right down the middle, but you also don't want to walk him. You don't want to hit him. You want to compete. You want to throw a fastball by him if you were me. And as a hitter, you're geared up for fastball and you're ready to adjust to anything else if you have a good lower half. You're going to hear everything always go back to mind state. What's going on under the hood? Part two, if you will. Because that process of time and going from game to game that I just mentioned about, being able to be locked in and focused on, let's just say you're at bats for this game. Game to game, concentrate for four ABs. Lock in, try to see if not I can get two or three hits, but let me see if I can get three or four hard hit baseballs. Sometimes you do everything right and you're out in this game. Sometimes you do everything wrong. You had that terrible AB and you swing at a pitch in the dirt and it gets by the catcher and you're standing on first base. But that process has something else to it, right? If you break it down and you make it even a little bit more intentful, right? After you're able to go game to game, go AB to AB. What I do my last at bat? Examine. How many pitches did I see? Did he throw a two-seamer? Was it a four-seamer? Was there any run? How was his breaking ball? Is it 12-6? Is it more like a slider or a slurve? Take notes. Take inventory. Keep that. Right now, if you start doing that right now, young man, just trust me. It will benefit you. And I know even saying that, some of you guys are going to put that in your memory bank and actually try and do it. And some of you guys won't. Those are the numbers, right? And then there's one more, and I'm sure we'll talk about this as we go. Game to game, at bat to at bat. For those that aren't baseball players, every time you get to hit, you're in the batter's box during a baseball game. And for my young men that do play, when you're able to go from game to game and then AB to AB, when you're able to go pitch to pitch, man, I just missed my pitch. Sometimes you're still thinking about that, the third or fourth pitch of an at bat because, oh, I just missed it. Forget about it. It's gone. That double you hit in the first inning and you're 2-for-2, it doesn't matter anymore because we're losing 3-1. Even though you're 2-for-2 and we have runners at second and third, what are you going to do now? The 2-for-2 doesn't matter. So whether you struck out, you hit a home run, your hardest hit ball of your life is gone. Put it away, learn from it, examine it. But that's the mind state that you guys should be trying to get to. I'll catch you guys in a bit. Go. Thank you for listening. If you're not already following me on social media, you can follow me at Seek First Sports. That's S-E-E-K, the number one S-T, sports on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. I appreciate you guys listening. Once again, keep it locked to the Seek Lot.